We're just in the town centre again today, and you'll notice behind me here a statue, Brigadier John Nicholson. It used to be a little bit further down the street, just on the apex of the hill, and it was a statue that's quite iconic for this area, and it used to really dominate the skyline, but they've moved it up to this part of the town. Brigadier John Nicholson, he was born in Dublin, and whenever he was just a little boy, his family moved up to the north here, and they settled in the Lisburn area, and he was educated in the Royal School in Dungannon. But whenever he was a young man, he joined the British Army, and he fought in different places, but most notably in India. And during the Indian Mutiny, he fought in Delhi and was mortally wounded as a young man, 34 or 35 years of age. And there are many legends and many stories about Nicholson. You see it there with the pistol in one hand and the sword in the other. He was a zealous man, a fearless man, and seemed to really blaze a trail. But the Reverend W.P. Nicholson, and I don't think we can authenticate this, but often whenever he was preaching and ministering, he would have testified that he had John Nicholson's blood in his veins. That fearless zeal and enthusiasm as W.P. would have preached the gospel. And sometimes as I look at this statue, I'm reminded of what Paul said writing to Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12, he said, "Fight the good fight of faith." Fight the good fight of faith. You know, the Christian life is a battle. And we need to have the sword of the Spirit in our hand, because we really are in the midst of a battle. One old preacher said, "This world is not a playground, it's a battleground." And there's a very real battle going on in our world at this time against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. And the Word of God makes it very clear that the Christian has three primary enemies: the world, the flesh, and the devil. And I wonder today, Christian, are you a soldier of the cross? The hymn writer asked that question: am I a soldier of the cross? Must I be carried to the skies and flowery beds of ease while others fought to win the prize and sailed through bloody seas? Christians in the first century knew that they were in the midst of a battle. In fact, anybody even contemplating the gospel and the truths of Jesus Christ knew that if I get converted, if I become a Christian, my life's going to change and my life will be cut short. Even missionaries years ago, pioneer missionaries going to the mission field, especially to places like India and Africa, their life expectancy was something in the region of 3 or 4 years. And very often they would have left their home in Britain or England, whatever it might have been, even America, and they would have packed all of their earthly belongings into a coffin. And they said farewell to their families, knowing that in all likelihood the majority of them would never return. They knew they were entering into a battle. Are you a soldier of the cross? Are you fighting the fight of faith? Are you waging a good warfare? Are you donning the armour of God? Are you content just to relax and to take it easy and to allow others to engage in prayer, witnessing, evangelism, living the Christian life with vigour and vitality? It's a challenge, isn't it, to fight the good fight of faith. I trust that you'll take it to heart. Here's a man who left his home and left this world at 35 years of age, not afraid to fight for his king and for his country. I think we need to take that to heart. We're fighting a greater battle for a greater kingdom, the kingdom of God. And I trust that we'll take it to heart and go through and go on with God.